This is the Retro Wet Shaving Podcast with your host, Dave Danu.
Hello, I'm Dave Danu, aka the Spectre Shaver. Welcome to the Retro Wet Shaving Podcast. I talk to friends and fellow enthusiasts about their wet shaving experiences. A huge thanks to Sri Ram from Holy Cow, who joined me in episode 38, gave a fantastic insight into his male grooming company, as well as showing his passion for cooking. Before I introduce today's guest, I highly recommend checking out the Shave Dad community on Facebook. Whether you're a novice or a highly experienced wet shaver, this is a fantastic place to share your shave of the days, so asking questions about the hobby. Also, check out the Shave Dad site, www.shavedad.com, which has a selection of great articles and videos. Welcome to episode 39, another one for all you software fans out there, and you're in for a treat. This Pennsylvania-based artisan has become a favourite in the community and appears in so many Shave of the Days. She's also won Artisan of the Year on this very podcast. To tell us all about her journey into soap making, ladies and gentlemen, Shannon Constantine from Elysian Shapes joins me. Hi, Shannon. Nice to meet you. How are things in the Keystone States?
It's great here. We're having a nice, warm, sunny day. I'm in the soap lab right now. Everything's good. Thank you.
Brilliant. Glad to hear. So I'm just going to dive straight in here. So how did you get into soap making?
Well, it happened during the lockdowns. So right about 2021, 2022, when we were all stuck at home and I got kind of bored and started thinking about business ideas. That's how it happened. Mm-hmm.
Really? No, I love that. When I think of your company straight away, the name really intrigues me. Elysian, it's a Greek mythological place called Elysian Fields. You also have like products I've noticed such as Olympus and Atlantis. So I'm just really curious here. Do you have an interest in ancient history? Was it something that, you know, you've majored at college?
I did not major in this in college. I was actually a journalism major. So, I've just always had an interest in Greek mythology and history. It's really just a passion of mine. So, but I wanted the name Elysian to sort of conjure up, you know, feelings of heavenliness. So I wanted it to be a heavenly experience for the users. And so I wanted the name to transmit that. That's why I chose it.
I absolutely love it. I mean, I'll be honest, I've never tried your products, but from all the different scents, I'm guessing they do smell divine. So
we've got to fix that, Dave. You're going to need some products shortly.
Oh, 100%. So, I mentioned scents there. Again, I'm just going from what I see on Instagram and what I think is popular. I always see, for example, you've got like Royal Milk Tea, Cherry Tobacco. They all sound amazing or divine, should we say. do you see, like, I mean, again, I think I'm really curious about it. Do you see what's popular in the community? Are they based on basically your own favorite scents?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So everything that I create is either based on, you know, a favorite scent of mine or maybe even a memory. Like Cherry Tobacco, for instance, was based on the fragrance of, you know, cherry flavored tobacco, which my grandfather smoked in his pipe. So for me, it was, you know, I was trying to conjure up this memory of my grandfather and the affection that I had for him. So, these are all very personal scents to me. These are things that I personally enjoy. And lucky for me, other people enjoy them as well.
Absolutely. Including some of my friends in the community. That's awesome. With regards to, I know this community, there's always like this, like, tallow versus vegan debate thing. I noticed yours is predominantly tallow based, or have I got the wrong? Is there a vegan option for those that prefer that product?
No, and not at the moment. My soaps do contain tallow, and then my my bath bars, the goat's milk soaps, have goat's milk in them, obviously, and they're mainly tallow. So I'm heavily tallow based. I actually work with a local butcher, and I buy the tallow off of him. Otherwise, it goes to waste. So I really believe in a circular economy, using local ingredients if you can, and supporting local industries. So, I feel like that's my way of sort of contributing to to the planet and not wasting items. But I also just love the way that they feel. So when I first started out, I actually tested a vegan formula for shaving soap, and it was fantastic. I know that you can get an amazing shaving soap without the tallow. You can do it completely vegan, and you can end up with an amazing base. So absolute kudos to those people who have vegan items. I just have a different strategy with my soaps and products. So
No, I mean that's interesting. You did mention goat's milk, the goat's milk range there. Something again, I'm really fascinated with. I know a lot of artisans like yourself, obviously. Notice there's something like Italy, for example. You've got the goat's milk. I know some have like donkey milk as well. This seems to be
Yeah.
like a popular thing. Is this all mainly for the? I guess you could explain this more in depth. Just for like the skin food properties. I know. Yeah, I always hear great things about those two products that seem to be a must.
Yeah, actually, they do have specific qualities about them. Goat's milk is excellent for your skin. It's like mildly exfoliating, so it And it's very nourishing for your skin. It's exactly what you just said, skin food. So yeah, I went for the highest quality ingredients that do the most for your skin. And tallow and goat's milk are definitely one of the two big heavy hitters there in terms of what they can do for your skin. I have never tried donkey's milk though. That seems like it's definitely a specialty item.
Yeah, I mean, one product I can think of from what I remember, I think it was in the post shave, it like a really good feel.
I could see that.
great stuff. I mean, continuing with your products, you've got other things like deodorant. I noticed you've got a clothing range, which I love actually. Particularly the dragonfly on the designs, by the way. Like, I've got to ask, like, what's next for you?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm working on a dop kit, so basically a travel kit for your razors and soaps, and I want to fill it with smaller like travel sizes. So that's in the works. It's going to take probably a little while to get that launched, but I already have the design in the works. I've got a pattern maker that's working on the pattern for the kit. It'll be like a small leather kit, and that should be coming out in the next hopefully at the end of this year. I'm also expanding my skincare range. I may or may not be releasing like a beard balm. I'm working on it. So all these formulas are sort of in the works, but I would also like to do something for beards. And then, I just have lots of fragrances and stuff coming out planned for the rest of this year. I've got Atlantis Deep, speaking of mythology. This is an aquatic, a very classic aquatic fragrance. It's coming out hopefully at the beginning of April, and it'll be a full line. It will have a skin balm, so my aftershave, my post-shave balm, premium soap, and then it'll have an EDP that goes with it as well. So I'm excited about that one. This is based on a fragrance that came out last year that ended up being my bestseller. So it's basically like a flanker or a spin-off of that one. So I anticipate it's going to do really well in the market. But that will be available on my website at elysiansoapshop.com. It'll also be at Pasteur Pharmacy in New York City, and it will be at the Wet Shaving Store as well. So, yeah, that's what's coming up.
Absolutely love that, and yeah, I'm intrigued. And again, I love the Greek thing there with Atlantis. Yeah, but no, it's really funny. 'Cause my next question, you mentioned the like the wet shaving store. Shout out to my good friend Andy.
Andy, yep.
And you've also meant the famous store in New York City, Pasteur's. I mean. In North America, do you plan to continue to have other like just places that are distributing your products also, like over here for the UK and Europe? Do you plan to expand there as well?
I do. I actually just I just onboarded a new wholesaler, a small wholesaler. They're not open yet, but when they are, I'll give them a shout out on social media. And they're in Amish country. They're opening a small boutique, which will also have razors and shaving supplies for men for wet shavers. But right now, mainly it's in North America. I just work with a wet shaving store and pasteurist. I'm open to working with other wholesalers, but I haven't been contacted by any yet. I like to wait for, I'll be honest, I like to wait for the store to contact me, their buyer, because that way you know that they've got a demand for it in their market. The last thing I want to do is put my product somewhere where they're not going to move, where they're not going to move their inventory. So I like to wait and see who contacts me and who's interested. As for the UK, nothing yet, but I have been contacted by by a retailer in Norway, and we're sort of just playing phone tag a little bit, but he's interested in carrying the products, and they have a chain of barber shops there. So they also have a clothing store. They've got all sorts of interesting stuff going on. So we will see if that one pans out. But for right now, yeah, just North America, and I would love to get the products out to some other international markets. So in the future.
Great, like it. Yeah, the Scandinavian market seems interesting. So yeah, fingers crossed for
It
that one.
is.
Yeah, fingers crossed
Thank
for that
you.
one. Pedro, I've got to say that this hobby, or I mean this hobby, is yeah, highly very like male dominated. And I find it really refreshing talking to women about this hobby, especially those who've converted to traditional wet shaving. I think about a couple of years ago, I spoke to two lady wet shavers, and that was really like fascinating insight. I mean, obviously you've got these obviously these awesome soaps. I mean, have you decided to convert and try it yourself?
Oh, I'm fully converted. Fully converted. So, yeah, I mean the soaps are a no-brainer. Of course, they're just amazing soaps, before this I was probably using like a bar soap, which is fine. You can shave with that. It's not a luxury experience. I'll just tell you that. Women try, because we have so much real estate to shave in the shower. We're really trying to get in there as quickly as we possibly can, get in and out quickly because otherwise it could take you all day. So women tend to be very efficient shavers. But slowing down the process, getting some nice, I ordered some nice shaving brushes. I used my soaps. And then finally the other day I was like, I'm gonna try using an aftershave because I tended to skip that step because I thought, that's just a little too much. It's too much time. And so I tried an aftershave. And now that's become a part of the routine as well. So now I have a aftershave on my nightstand because when I'm done, when I get out of the shower and I'm applying lotion and stuff, the aftershave goes down too. And that's also a really nice experience. So I'm completely invested. I am in. I'm all in with the wet shaving now.
I absolutely love that. I'm trying to get my other half to convert, but don't think she's convinced.
Yes.
I think she's scared of the razor blades or something, so I don't
Oh, yeah.
know.
I kind of compromised. I actually ended up getting I ended up getting a Leaf because it's the one that resembles like a normal
Okay.
cartridge. Yeah, and women are more you need a longer handle for women, It's a little more difficult for us to shave with like a vintage Gillette or something. Those are quite difficult to handle. So if I were you, I would get a Leaf for her birthday or for Christmas.
Do you know what? I really like that idea. That's yeah, no, thank you for that. I'm you're giving me ideas for June when it's her birthday.
Yes,
Yeah.
right around the corner.
So when you're not running a business, what are your main hobbies and interests?
Oh, goodness. I have a large dog. If anyone's seen my, if you guys follow me on social media, he shows up every once in a while. I have an English Mastiff, so I'm out there running around with him constantly. But he takes up a lot of my time and attention. I also started baking bread this year, so I love to bake and cook. I'm very creative in the kitchen. So like yesterday I was in there making brioche hamburger buns,
Very
which turned
nice.
out pretty good. But yeah, I'm generally a very creative person. Like I absolutely cannot sit still. I have to constantly be concocting things. So, or sewing or crocheting or, so yeah, I've got a lot of hobbies and interests for sure.
Absolutely love it. Yeah, cooking seems to be a popular one. The last guy I interviewed, he was really into like cooking. I think his specialty was Mediterranean cuisine.
Ooh,
But
yeah, that sounds great. You can't go wrong with that.
absolutely. And let me ask every guest that comes on here about their shaving den sort of setup. You sort of like said like what you do use. I mean, so you said about the razor. Things like I mean, brushes. Is there any you particularly use? And is it just a thought, something I just thought of? Is there something that you would have for the Elysian brand as well?
Yeah, I've thought about that. I do not have a brush maker that I work with right now, but I would love to launch a line of brushes that, that are Elysian branded and, with a nice coin on the bottom with the dragonfly. That would be really cool. So, I'm open to that. And if you have any suggestions for brush makers that I could work with, that would be really cool. I'm definitely into brushes. If I had all the money in the world, I would definitely be out there buying brushes just to collect for myself, because I really dig the brush aspect of the shaving experience.
Yeah, that's so cool. I've got a jug. I've lost count of how many I have. No, if it's like a badger synthetic. Yeah, so, some of them are just like absolutely stunning to look at as well.
They're just gorgeous. I like some of the key brushes. I like the maritime brushes. I don't have either of those. Who else has really cool brushes? I have a Trotter brush right now. Got my Simpson, of course. But yeah, there's definitely a danger there for me to start collecting brushes.
Yeah, I have a Simpson. I have the T3. Just
Yeah.
the handle's like just I don't know, it's just perfect for me and like
It's just a good little brush, isn't it? It's a good little brush. Yeah.
100%.
How many soaps do you have, speaking of your collection?
Just like the brushes, I tell the truth, it's just ridiculous. I couldn't tell you. It's something stupid. Like I have like these like plastic boxes. They're all in our spare room, and it's just like I think I have two boxes in, and they're just full to the brim. They're nearly falling out.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
And not a single Elysian soap.
No, I'd need one.
All
I need one for that box.
right, we're going to get you a soap. We're going to get you a soap shortly.
No, that's very kind, yeah. So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, my friend Andrea that always comes here for the awards. I
Yeah.
know he's an absolute like huge fan of yours and all your soaps.
Oh.
And so he pretty much sold it to me.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I was tickled to find out that I won Artisan of the Year. That makes me really, really, really happy.
I mean,
Thank you.
yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. Like I said, I'm not. I mean, I'm just him and a few others. But just like even like the packaging, it just looks like luxurious. And I've got to ask you as well. I mean, all the artisans, I've, like there's so many out there with like amazing artwork. I mean, are you illustrating as well?
These are all original pieces of art. They're hand-drawn art. I don't do them personally, but I work with a designer. She's in the UK, and
Oh, cool.
she's a regular classical painter.
Oh,
Yeah, and I
wow.
just said, yeah, when I started this soap business, I said, can you come up with a couple labels for me with some hand-drawn art on it? Maybe some illustrations of the different ingredients inside of there. And so she whipped up some labels, and then we just went with it. So she's an amazing artist. But thank you. Yeah, I am always continually amazed at the creativity on these soap labels. Like it really is like collecting a piece of art, because they're limited. Some of them are limited edition, and people get They get very creative with them. I love it. So love it.
Absolutely. And like I said, my favorite is the dragonfly design. I think the dragonfly, yeah, just like so intricate, and like I said, I think it really works on like
Yeah.
the clothing you have as well. For people that have not seen it yet, I
Yeah.
recommend going to Shannon's site and looking at that. Yeah, awesome stuff. I've got to say, thanks for joining me, Shannon. It's been an honor and a privilege having you on. And honestly, you're welcome anytime. Any updates you got, and you want to come on here, more welcome. The main thing I'll ask, how can people contact you and reach you online?
Yeah, thank you. I'm on Instagram. That's probably the quickest way to reach me. I'm on there constantly all day long. So if you need customer service, something's going on with your order, just reach out to me on Instagram. Or you can find me on Facebook at Elysian Soap Shop at slash Facebook or whatever. Instagram is the same. It's Elysian Soap Shop. My website is ElysianSoapShop.com. If you go to the contact us page, I also check my messages there frequently. I know some websites you go and like it's hit or miss. You have no idea whether you fill out that form that it's actually going to get to the owners of the business. But I check those very frequently, so you can always find me there as well. I'm also on TikTok again, Elysian Soap Shop. And I'm on there frequently as well, just posting things. So you can reach me through there as well. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Brilliant. And again, yeah, I said before, yeah, honestly, thank you for coming. I've really enjoyed chatting to you, and who knows about your brand. I absolutely, again, yeah, love it. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you again in the future. Well, I just want to say thanks for listening, guys. Use the ways of contacting me. If that's come on the podcast via please contact me via Twitter slash X, Threads, and Instagram at Dispatch Shaver. Don't forget, you can get your very own retro wet shaving podcast merch, from t-shirts, mugs, stickers, phone, and iPad covers. Head over to redbubble.com to search for the Retro Wet Shaving Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to show your appreciation, make a small donation and buy me a coffee, please visit www.buymeacoffee.com/dispatchingshaver. Catch you next time, and happy shaving.